A report released last week says the political hiring criteria were most stringently enforced in 2002 and 2006. They had a direct impact on Madison attorney Jamie Saul when he applied for a position with the Environmental and Natural Resources Division and was rejected. A portion of his application is referenced in the Inspector General's report. In it, he expressed his interest in working with a team enforcing what he called the world's most comprehensive environmental laws.
Which really is, in a nutshell, exactly what the attorneys and the ENRD division do. But that apparently, to some of the members of the selection committee, sort of triggered a response, and they presumed that I would come to the agency with some sort of liberal agenda.
Saul also listed the group Earth Justice on his application as one he had worked for as a student. The group appears on the department's list of liberal groups. Also on that list is the law firm he works for now, Midwest Environmental Advocates. The firm's director, Karen Shapiro, finds that troubling.
You know, our organization's mission is to work for clean air, clean water, and clean government, certainly nonpartisan causes.
Shapiro says the report is evidence of a troubling trend within the executive department to politicize the work of civil servants who are supposed to be enforcing the law. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.